Hi everyone, well it's day four even. I've already started this once. It's day four of my training with Elkie. Now Nicola came out today as Vanessa is on holiday, as I said on my previous boo. But I know Nicola anyway because she trained Emily with Lee, or Lee with Emily. And although she doesn't know Elkie, so it was a question that, you know, Elkie was my focal point, so she listened to me, and apparently she was looking up at me while we were working, and so that was good. I had a chat with Nicola beforehand, though, because I was a bit worried about the fact that I've got one walk a day, the fact that she isn't interacting with me play wise, and but you know, she said, well, you know, the bond will come you know, eventually. So we went out to Tesco's again. We love Tesco's, I know. But this time we walked through the park and gave Elkie a free run, which she did, and she did really, really well. In fact, Nicola said that she's a step ahead of me, because when you come to the end of our road, you cross the road, turn right and come to the end of our road, we do like a left turn and then walk along a bit and right to the curb, because there's actually a vicarage gate there, so I have to go past that. And Elkie knew exactly where to cross, and yeah, she was really, really good. I was cracked down yesterday actually, because of the fact that I was comparing her to all my other dogs, and I mean, at the end of the day, she's not like any of my other dogs. You know, she's totally different, which I've got to get used to, I suppose. And so when we'd done the walk, which was really, really good, she found customer services for me and took me through loads of trolleys and things like she did yesterday. And she got fuss from people there. And we came back, we had to get her past the park, which was, I didn't have a fight on my hands, which was good, because with my other dogs, I would normally have a huge fight on my hands trying to get them past the park. And when we got back, and Nicola said she did really, really well. She was very, very pleased with her. She's a lovely dog. She's, you know, she's got great potential. And I said to her, you know, why? I thought normally with guide dog training, you started with simple routes. And basically she said, well, I think Vanessa, because she's lacking in confidence and in self-confidence, she wanted to try the hard ones first to build up her confidence. So that's that. And I've noticed a big change in her confidence since yesterday, so that's good. And Nicola's coming back tomorrow, and we're doing Tesco's again, I think. Well, no, Tesco's by the time. No, I don't mind, because it's, you know, at least I'm getting out with a dog. It's really good. So that's it for today, I think. And
the noise in the background, you better explain.
Yeah, the dogs are eating their bones. We've already lost one bone. I think Elkie's eating it. Because we can't find it, but anyway. But yes, so that's it. And I'm going to do my second obedience in a minute.
I thought like that,
because
she's eating a bone.
No, well, she's finished. And I shall speak to you all tomorrow.
close. Bye.
I don't know what it's done now. It said close.
Pause recording. Button.
Pause recording.
Button. 20% battery power. Publish. Button.